So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. So I really can't be bothered doing a podcast this morning, I'll be honest. I am exhausted. It's a change in clocks, isn't it? We've moved the clocks forwards or backwards. Spring forward. We moved the clocks forwards. I just, no idea. I'm exhausted. I'm on my 18th cup of coffee. Anyway, let's talk about podcasting, shall we? That's the aim of today's show. About why everybody basically should have a podcast. I mean, one of the things I've put down at the bottom is how cathartic it is. I'm going to probably quite enjoy talking about that, quite frankly. Anyway, let's talk about the first one, which is just getting in front of people consistently. It's like one of the things that we've recognised is when we look at our Google Analytics and we look at how many people visit our website, there's a definite correlation between how often we go live like this or, Tony's asking, why do we do that body clocks changing? Yeah, absolutely. I'm just dreadful. So what was that up to? Getting in front of people. So there's a correlation between how many times we post and we go live on social media, and we go live across all of it, all at the same time. So when we do a podcast, we're live right now on LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, several places on Facebook, actually, a couple of groups and so on. We're not live on Instagram because you can't do both Facebook and Instagram at the same time, unfortunately. You just can't do that. I don't know why. It's just Facebook's Meta's thing. But we go live across all of them in the morning. And what used to happen was that when we do a podcast every so often, we would notice the correlation on the website hit. So more people land on the website. And also, people going onto Google, when you connect up to Google Search Console, you can see how many times people have typed in your keywords on Google Search Console. They send you an email and that kind of thing. And we notice that the name gets put into Google a lot more as well. So this is what we find. We get in front of people consistently. But not only that, and actually our success from podcasting doesn't come from us going live like we're live right now. The success from podcasting comes from what happens after you've gone live. And after we've gone live and everything's gone out on YouTube and LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter, we pull out the MP3. We pull out the sound. So this sound, the sound of my voice, is pulled out, and then we upload it to Libsyn, which then connects it to all the podcast download products like Apple iTunes, for example. When we first launched, we were actually in the new and noteworthy on Apple iTunes, which was really cool. I was actually next to Chris Evans, the not Captain America, sadly, but the ginger wanker from BBC Two, Radio Two. Can't have everything, I suppose. So, but it enables us to get in front of people on a consistent basis. And being consistent is actually one of the keys to success when you're podcasting. Just putting out a podcast once a month, like, sure, you might do okay. But, you know, for us who've got such a small following in comparison to some of the bigger boys, we've got to find a way of competing. And one of the ways in which we compete is by putting out a sheer amount of content. And certainly we don't get anywhere close to someone like Joe Rogan. And why should we? We're nobody in comparison. But inside your business, inside your niche, you've got something that people want to listen to. We get people coming through via email or private message saying, thanks, Dan, for doing that podcast. That one podcast resonated with me. All the others were shit, Dan. But that one, that really resonated with me. And that's what we get. And it turns out that people actually do want to listen to our opinions, which is just a bit random, quite frankly. But there you go. So it's a really good method of getting in front of people consistently when you go live every morning, like we go live five times a week. But then after you've gone live, we pull out the MP3, we put it into an iTunes podcast. And we've been doing this 5 or 6 years now, on and off, I'd say. And we get people going right back to the start and downloading the very first podcast episodes. And we've swapped and changed. We've changed the name a couple of times. It used to be the Wealth Creation Show. Then it was the Business Growth Show. Then now it's just the Daniel Latto Shows. We found other people were copying the name. There's a couple called the Business Growth Show, and we got in there first. And I like, you know, do we kind of lean on them a little bit and go and enforce that that's our name? And then we're like, oh, we just can't be bothered with that. So we just called it My Name. It's so much easier doing that. The business is called My Name. It's so much easier. And you just start building up a following over a long period of time. And, you know, we say this consistently. People are going to hate you. Or they're going to love you. And if people hate you, that's awesome. They're never going to listen for podcasts. They're never going to get me on a phone call, on a strategy session, waste my time. Wonderful. But if they love you, they're going to listen to more content. And when you do get them on a phone call, they're going to want to buy what you sell, whatever that happens to be. Tony's just saying, I'm trying to get this going, but have no idea what tech to use to go live across the platforms. Okay, so let me help you on that, Tony. So first of all, you go to Libsyn, Libsyn.com. Libsyn, I'll probably put that, libsyn.com, I can put that in the chat, libsyn.com. So you just have to sign up to Libsyn. You then have to apply, on two of the platforms, for, pushing out your podcast. So the first one that you have to apply to is Apple. So if you type in how to apply for Apple, podcast, that's number one. And number two is LinkedIn, how to apply for to go live on LinkedIn. So the first one is Apple to have a podcast, puts you in the podcast section. The second one is on LinkedIn, simply to go live out on LinkedIn. Now, you don't have to do either of those if you don't want to. You can, we use OBS right now, but you can use something really easier called StreamYard. StreamYard works really well. It just doesn't allow us to do these funky things with the arrows on the right-hand side there that we can move up and down. But StreamYard's very good. We used to use StreamYard for the first 5 years, in fact. And so you go live across all of the platforms. Now, just one thing on LinkedIn, you might be on LinkedIn, and I can see your messaging on LinkedIn, but you have to actually apply to go live. It took me 3 times in 2 years, so maybe you've managed to do that. Hopefully you have. And then, you know, one of the hardest bits about podcasting is just actually going live. It's like pressing the button that first time. So let's talk about the next one here, because this is really important. So I've put that it's easy, and it actually really is easy, because all you literally do, like this morning, I'm like, what am I going to go live about? And I'm like, oh, let's go live about going live. Let's do that. Oh, good. Thanks, Tony. So you've applied. Excellent. It might take you a couple of goes. It took me 3 years to do it. I had no idea why. We've got 14,000 connections on LinkedIn, but it took me 2 years. But I just sit here, I put all the lights on, I think about what am I going to talk about. I create the agenda, this thing on the right-hand side that you can see, which really is there just to remind me what the hell I'm supposed to talk about, because I go off on all sorts of tangents. But once I'm sat here and I'm going live, and all I do is I've got this, why everyone should have a podcast show, so I know what the overall title is, and then I get four subsections, and they're just headings, and then I talk about what those headings are. So the first one is get in front of people consistently, and I just waffle about that. The next one is talking about how easy it is, and that's what we're talking about now. The next one is talking about how cathartic it is, which I'll probably quite enjoy. And the next one is talking about low competition in your niche. And so I just talk around those. And I, you know, we've been doing this for 5 years now. If someone said, Dan, can you go talk about knitting? I could go talk about knitting. I can talk about any old bollocks, quite frankly, for 20, 30 minutes at a time. Literally, I could talk about anything, because you just get into the habit. Tony's just saying, struggle with what to talk about. And what tends to happen, you know, when you first learned to ride a bike, you probably struggled. When you first learned to drive a car, you probably struggled. And it's like, it took you 100 times of driving a car before you got kind of comfortable with it. So when you're going out and you're learning to pass your driving test, you're not learning to drive, you're learning to pass the test. You only really learn to drive after you've passed the test, okay? So you've just got to click go live and go live. Pick a headline, pick 3 or 4 things to talk about within that headline and just talk about it. And you're going to get much better over a period of time. If you watch my very first YouTube videos, oh, they're just dreadfully bad. Embarrassingly bad. I should really delete them, but I'll leave them up there because I, you know, I think at some point I'm a bit of a sadist, quite frankly. So it's like hurt me with those awful YouTube videos. The first time we did the podcast, it wasn't great. You know, it was all right. We survived. Nobody died, which was good. So you just got to go out and do it as many times as you can. And the more times you do it, the better you're going to get. It's just, you just chuck it out there. And one of the biggest learnings for me was that people actually really enjoy them. People like my voice. I sound like this, for God's sake. I've got this thing going on. People love it. No idea why. And because I'm Northern, they say things like, you say how it is, and I like that. And maybe not in that type of voice. But that's what they say. I think it's people down south. We're not used to Northerners. But that's just what we do. It's who we are. And I know that you struggle with that, Tony, but you just got to press record and go live. And you'll be horrified. You know, you will be horrified if you listen back to it. So don't listen back to it. It's not going to help you. Just do it, record it, put it out there. Go to the next one, do it, put it out there. Listen to some feedback. Like, and if I don't like it, you don't have to listen to that feedback, right? If, you know, if someone says, Dan, your podcasts are shit, they're rubbish, you should stop. I'm going to do twice a day if I get someone who says that to me, because fuck them, quite frankly. But it never happens. And those people that do say that are just sad little losers anyway. You're being authentic, love that. Thank you, Tony. It's just because I'm Northern. So it's just how we sound. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe you're Northern too. But if people don't like it, that's okay. People don't have to listen to it. But there are people that are going to love what you do. I talk fast. I talk Northern. I swear from time to time. I forget what I'm talking about sometimes, mid-sentence. It's just who I am. And when people meet me face to face, they're like, oh my gosh, you're just like you are on a podcast. Of course I am. We don't put any airs and graces in there. We just turn up, we show up, and we talk. People want to listen to it because it turns out some of the stuff we talk about, some of it's complete tripe, but some of it, people are like, oh my God, that was mind-blowing. Why didn't I do that before? I find it really easy just to come, press record, I think up a title, four little subheadings, and I go live. And that's as easy as it should be. I think people overthink it, and like people overthink everything. Football is a really easy game that's overthought, right? Going live on YouTube is really overthought. People think you have to have this amazing studio. I've got, I've got a light over here. I've got a blue light on the floor to give me a different coloured background. I've got this, which our marketing team did for me, and this down the side, which I created. It's really, really simple. And then we just go live. You don't need this really fancy studio. I even did a podcast in a coffee bar, and it had the beer was turning up that morning, and you could hear the beer, you know, the big barrels, you could hear it rolling down the ramp into the basement. And I went live, you know, and I'm like, oh, I'm not sure about that. And then I got an email back, and someone said, that was so good. It's just what I needed, your best one yet. And I'm like, goodness, I'm sat in a cafe, and I'm live, and people love it. So it doesn't matter. You don't need this slick studio kind of thing. That's not where we live. It's 2022. People work from home. People know that you work from home. Walking down the street, I paid for a training course from Ty Lopez. If you don't know who Ty Lopez is, don't worry about it. But I paid for a training course from Ty. And in his training courses, he's literally walking, where's my phone? He's walking down the street with his phone, and he's holding it vertically, not horizontally, which drives me mad, but holding it vertically, and he's doing a training course. He's walking down the street, and that's a paid-for course, right? Forget about all that stuff. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You could be sat on an aeroplane. People don't care. It's the content that's the most important. There's just two things I'd say. One is make sure your microphone is good. We've got this Rode USB, it's called Rode NT, I think. And if you haven't got that, just use one of these headsets. And if you haven't got that, if you're in the car, use your little iPod ear things. That will work as well. Tony's definitely overthinking it and dreaming of doing lives at the moment. So I wouldn't dream, I would set a goal. So like, why not set a goal of Monday? Get a microphone, get a camera. This camera that I'm using is a USB Logitech 920, cheap as chips, 70 quid. It's actually got a microphone on it, but I prefer this one because it makes me have a really deep voice, which I really like. I feel like a proper radio presenter. And then just go live. Like, the other thing I would say here is just acknowledge that your first couple ain't going to be great, and that's okay. And then the second thing to acknowledge is, like, we've been going for 15 minutes already, right? You don't have to go for 15 minutes. You don't have to go for an hour. You could go for 3 minutes. I actually record while I'm in my car, and some people hate that, by the way. But look, if it's all right for Jeremy Clarkson, it's all right for me. And so those podcasts are usually 3 or 4 minutes long. And we get a mixture of people that stay for the longer ones and people who just want to dive into the shorter ones. And so it's not down to you to determine how long your podcast should be. It's down to your listeners, if that makes sense. But I actually don't think about what the listener wants. I think about what I want to say. And if the listener wants to tune into that, then they can do. And if they don't, then that's fine too. There are other podcasts available that they can actually download and listen to. Next one then. It's cathartic as hell. If I've got stuff going on, here we go. Tony's challenge accepted, bought all the stuff I need over a year ago. Listen, we've all been there. I was there. I spent like $2,000 on a studio downstairs and it echoed. And I put loads of foam in there and it just echoed. I could not get rid of the echo. It drove me mad. And so now I just do it here. I'm actually in my home studio in my lounge, right? Because that's where I work most of the time. I work from home all the time. So you just got to press play and go live. Send me a link. I'll take a look at it for you and give you some positive feedback and stuff. Anyway, cathartic. Some days, you know what? There's a saying in Star Trek. Some days you get the bear and some days the bear gets you. And what it means is that sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Sometimes you're having good days, sometimes you're having bad days. Bad weeks, good weeks. Bad months, good months. Bad years, good years. Bad life, good life, right? It goes up and down all the time. And then I come here and I get just to kind of, what's the word? Spew is the word I'm going to use. I just get to come here and I talk and sometimes we get people joining in and sometimes we don't. And if we do, it's great and I love that. And if we don't, that's fine too, because it's really for me and it's really cathartic. We could talk about Will Smith, for example, and Chris Rock. You know, I used to like Will Smith and now I was just like, you know what? You're both kind of knobs, really, for what happened. And we could talk about that. And we tend to stay away from what's going on with that kind of stuff, especially entertainment type stuff. We might talk about stuff that's going on with business and interest rates and mortgage rates and homelessness and poverty and what you can do to get out of that. And that's really more where we're edged. But if you've got an entertainment type show, then you should talk about that and get guests on board and bring people on to interview and so on. That's not us necessarily, although we might touch on it every so often. But usually, you know, we might talk about, like, we've just got this massive tax bill, another yet enormous tax bill because of Section 24. So I find it really cathartic to talk about that. And other people are going, oh my God, you're saying exactly what I think, but I've not been able to say it out loud because tenants have a go at me because the rents have gone up by 200 quid because I have to pay this tax bill. And then we're going, oh, poor you having a tax bill. You must be making so much money. And it's like, well, we're making less money because of a tax bill. And so they can't really say it. And so we say it for them. But I find this really cathartic. And now that it's a habit on a morning, you know, if I don't do one of these in the morning, I feel really bad for the rest of the day. Like it's now coffee. Well, it's shower, coffee, podcast. That is my morning routine. It used to be shower, coffee, it used to be shower, coffee, CrossFit podcast. One day we'll get back to the bloody CrossFit when it gets a bit warmer. But we pull that into part of our early morning routine. And because it's an early morning routine, and it usually goes like clockwork, we go to CrossFit and we lift well and we get exercise. My issue has been that it's been so tiring after something like CrossFit. Let me see. Neville's saying, nice to see you again, Dan. Not seen you since Simon Zucci's training. Thank you, Neville. Good to see you still out there. I've quite a few ideas on a mind map. I was thinking about doing a podcast. Do I need to do with someone else or all on my own? I would own your own podcast so that it's yours, okay? But then in addition, you can also have episodes where you invite different people on or the same guest on. So if you're doing 3 podcasts a week, and it doesn't have to be like that, you could do 4 a month, so 1 a week. Let's do it, say 1 a week. So every second week, you bring on a separate guest. And I think that's a really good way of doing it. You need to own everything. I've done joint ventures. I've done it in businesses. I've done it with property. Invariably, it doesn't work. Or you change your mind further down. So it's easier to bring people on than to take people out, if that makes sense. So that's what I personally would do. We now no longer go into joint ventures with anybody. We will never do that on anything. If I decide to own a basketball team, it will be my basketball team and the buck stops with me. If I create a business, it's my business. The buck stops with me. I'm the final decision maker. If I'm creating a different podcast, let's say on entertainment, let's just pick a random thing. I want to own that podcast, and I'm a great believer in ownership of whatever you're putting out there, because people can change their minds, and they do change their minds. Let's talk about competition then. Low competition we've put here, and people go, it's not low competition, Dan. Like, there's so many people with podcasts. Yeah, but not in your niche, and the ones in your niche, what, is there 10 maybe? Like, is there room for an 11th? Of course there is. If you've got 100 podcasts, is there room for 101th? If there's, you know, we cover all sorts, by the way, marketing, business growth, crypto, property, wealth, all of that kind of thing, right? But if there's 1,000 podcasts all talking about that, it's a space for mine. It's the people that want to listen to Dan's take on the podcast. Of course there is. And even if there isn't, as they're going through Apple Podcasts and they're scrolling through, they go, look, who's that Northern monkey? Let's listen to him. Oh, my God, he's so Northern, but he's very authentic. I love what he says. Oh, my gosh, he's a little bit, he says things that are inappropriate from time to time. And so people listen. And so you stop worrying about that stuff. It's like, it's low competition, relatively. It's low competition. Like, pick a subject and go and have a look on iTunes and go see how many people are also doing that. Let's say it's property. How many property podcasts? Property is quite popular, I would say. In the UK, I don't know how many property podcasts, 100? 200? Let's call it 400. How many property investors are there in the UK? 4 million? And yet you've got only 400 people doing podcasts? And you might say, but Dan, I've just started my property journey. Amazing. Do you think other people who are also starting their property journey might also want to create a podcast, or rather would want to listen to somebody else talking about the problems? I always love the Les Brown saying, where he's talking about people's problems. 50% don't care, and the other 50% are glad it's not theirs. I'm glad it's yours. And so it's great. Whatever it is that you're doing, if you're doing a fitness journey and you're overweight, and you maybe this is one for me, by the way, after every CrossFit session, I go talk about the CrossFit session and talk about the weight loss. Like, do you think that would be a great podcast for other people who are looking to lose weight? Of course it would. Obviously, for me, it should tie into my business. Maybe it's not so obvious, but, you know, we're fairly money orientated. We want to consistently build our wealth and our income over time. So that's why we do this type of podcast. But if I was an Instagram person who was looking to get sponsorship on Instagram, maybe I'd want to go create a health type podcast where I talk about my CrossFit journey from zero to hero. I turned 50 this year. So that's a great time. There's other 50-year-olds who want to get fit and wondering how to do it. So the competition is really low. Even though you might think it's high, it's still really low. The number of people doing podcasts in your niche or industry is minimal compared to the people who are actually inside that industry. And so you need to stop worrying about that stuff, and you just need to press record and go live. Put a little bit of thought behind it. Get really good at going live. Get really good at just going. Like, literally, I can talk about, hey, we've got a 5-cent coin here. There you go. It's 5 cents. I could talk about 5 cents for the next 20 minutes. We could talk about the one red paperclip, but use a coin instead of a paperclip. The one red paperclip, by the way, is where you swap a paperclip for an ashtray and an ashtray for some pint glasses and some pint glasses for some beer and some beer for some, and so on. You build up. We did that in Portugal at Billionaire Bootcamp a number of years ago. And we, in a couple of months, a couple of hours, I should say, we made like 250 euros, something like that, off one paperclip. So you could talk about that. You could talk about anything. It really doesn't matter. The key for you is to start. And then just one final bit I want to finish on with this is that we call this precession, and it's a term coined by a guy called Buckminster Fuller, who is very, very clever. If you've not read any Buckminster Fuller, you should go and read some of his stuff. I'm always cautious when I say his name in case I get a spoonerism. Buckminster Fuller. If I get those two mixed up, it turns X-rated. So Buckminster Fuller has this idea of procession. So if you're at point A and you want to get to point B, okay, or you want to have success further down the line, and you set off on point B, along that journey, points C, D, E, and F all pop up, and you can make a decision if you want to visit them as well. Most people won't do that. Most people at point A, they want to get to point F, but they can't see the way to point F. So they literally stay at point A, and they don't do anything. And so what I'm saying is that most people go, oh, well, nobody wants to listen to me. I've not got much to talk about. I've not got a lot of experience doing podcasts, i.e. because you've never done them, right? So I'm not going to do a podcast. Whereas I started off without a bloody clue, talking bollocks for the last 5 years, and I've gone from point A, B, C, D. All sorts of stuff has popped up from this. All sorts of opportunities. I went on a yacht in Nice because of my podcast, for crying out loud. A £3.5 million yacht that we're trying to sell, and I got invited onto the yacht. I mean, literally, that's some of the opportunities that come just from you, a camera, and a microphone. Let's have a look. Steve, hey, Steve, hope you're well. How can podcasts work in the meat processing industry? E.g., good sausages available, a podcast mainly done for particular industries only. That's a really good question. And so there's a friend of mine called Andy Arter, and I had who's got a very good podcast, by the way. And I had this exact conversation with Andy, and he was saying, I can't do a podcast because it's not relevant in my industry. And I'm like, dude, you could be a butcher, meat industry, you could be a butcher and talk about the latest leg of lamb that you've got in, how to cook that leg of lamb, what, you know, thyme and rosemary, how you cut it, what wine would go with that leg of lamb, what potatoes would go with that leg of lamb, how long it takes to cut, invite a 5-star Michelin chef who never get invited onto podcasts, will probably get quite giddy about that, about how they would cook it, have 4 Michelin star guests, get each one to cook it a different way, or talk about how to cook it. So would it work in the meat processing industry? It would, but you've got to find a particular angle. And so who are your customers in the meat processing industry? Like, could you do a podcast on how to get the best value out of your supplier? Could you get a podcast on recruiting the best people to chop the meat up? I have no idea about the meat industry. I apologize. It's not my strong point. I could probably talk about it for 20 minutes. It'd be utter bollocks, but I could do it, right? So you got to find the angle. Who are your customers? Who's your audience? Really, if you're thinking about a podcast, I would suggest that your audience and what their interests are should be where you should begin. Now, it's up to you to decide who your audience is. So it might not be the end user meat lover who loves barbecues. It might be, right? That could be a podcast about barbecues. It might not be the supplier in supermarkets, but it might be. So it's up to you to decide who that is and then apply the content that they're most looking for. And then what you can do, so let's take that one as an example. So let's say you run a meat processing company and your target audience is Asda, Tesco, the smaller shops and so on. So think about what would they want to know about in their industry? Because they're probably not just buying meat, but they might be buyers on all sorts of different things. So can you bring someone in from the haulage company that talks about some of the problems that they're having and why there's delays in dropping meat off at the deliveries and so on? So probably, right? So is that useful? So what you can do is you've got this overall thing, but then you can bring guests on and have these little subsections that talk about all these different things. Now, not everybody listens to every podcast, and I don't. When I look at a podcast, I might go to Grant Cardone's podcast and I go, okay, that one, that one, that one. I've got a 10-minute drive. Let's get a Gary Vee podcast, that one and that one. I pick certain podcasts either that are time limited to deal with what journey I'm about to do, or if I've got a particular problem I want to solve, I might listen to that one. Or if I want to get inspired, I might listen to an aspirational podcast about someone who started with zero and went to hero in 5 years. Like, I might listen to that. So you've got all these different angles that you can actually pull out a podcast on and create podcasts for. And so that's how I would do it. Hope that's useful for you. Anyway, that is us done today. That was literally a 30-minute podcast. look how much fun that was, and look at how many people have come on, mostly LinkedIn, I think. There's nothing on Facebook, as far as I can see. Look how people engage. And like, people ain't going to buy today what we sell. They might never buy. But then they're like, so who was it? It was Neville, not seen us since Simon Zucci course. Like, that was years ago. People see you, and people consistently see you. And it's about getting in front of people consistently. Anyway, look, I hope that's useful for you. We've got a rammed day today. Hope you guys do as well. Hope you're going to stay well, and we'll catch up with you in tomorrow's podcast. My name's Dan Latto. Have yourselves a great day. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.